Good evening, everyone. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. We want to begin, of course, by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, for his incredible, tireless efforts in bringing us together every night of the week to learn the Torah HaKadoshah, even the night of Hanukkah. And we want to thank all of the participants who make this possible. I want to thank Mitch Green. I want to thank my mentor, Rabbi Maievsky, and all the wonderful people here, Rabbi Eli Neiman and Rabbi Platzker, for their incredible, incredible work and effort in making all of this possible. We begin, of course, every night by dedicating the Shir L'Zeichet U'L'Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh. We thank the sponsor, and we wish that his neshama have an aliyah in the merit of this learning that we do tonight. Likewise, tonight we're going to learn for Refuah Shlema for Rabbi Reuven Gross. His name is Rav Reuven Meir Ben Rachel Miriam. We have a speedy recovery, Refuah Shlema B'soch Sha'ar Cholei Yisrael. Tonight is Hanukkah, so let us take this opportunity to learn something about Hanukkah. Let's begin with an idea as a segue to another idea. Hanukkah usually, if not always, falls out between the parashiyos of Vayeshev and Miketz. It can happen that the first day of Hanukkah is Shabbos parashas Vayeshev, and that even makes it better where Hanukkah is sandwiched in between these two Shabboses. But generally, Hanukkah falls out in the week between Parshas Vayeshev and Parshas Miketz. Certainly, nothing happens by coincidence, and there's a Hashkocha Pratis as to why Hanukkah is positioned specifically at this time of the year. And let us suggest an idea that I'm borrowing from something similar that I've come across, and that is the last word of Parshas Vayeshev, last week's Parsha, is Vayishkochehu, that the Sar HaMashkim forgot all about, he chose to forget about Yosef, and not put in a good word to Paro, to the people who were in the upper echelons of government to help, to take a second look at Yosef as to his situation. The first word of Parshas Miketz is Vayihi. This is the word that I heard is there's a connection between these two words. What's the connection between the word Vayihi? Vayihi represents Tsar, pain. As in Megillas Esther, Vayihi, Bimei Achashverosh. When Achashverosh became the king, the people of the country were very sad. Vay comes from the word Oy, like today we would say Oy Vay, Vay. The word, the last word of Parshas Vayeshev is Vayishkochehu, to forget. And the Dorsher Shimois, those who like to analyze these interesting details of the Torah, they tell us what it means to say is that during Hanukkah, that's in between these two words, a person should forget through the koyach of Hanukkah, a person should forget his troubles. The inspiration, the lichtigkeit, the light of Hanukkah should give a person the ability to put aside all of his difficulties and have faith in Hashem. Building upon that, let us take note that in Parshas Vayeshev, it is unique in all the parashas of the Torah in that just about every single event in the parsha is a disappointment. In the beginning of the parsha, the brothers and Yosef don't get along after Yosef tells them the dreams. And then we have the horror of learning about the Chiras Yosef. And then we have the very painful story of Yehuda, how he was separated from his brothers. His brothers demoted him. And that led to the story with Tamar, where Yehuda was humiliated, and he said, Sotka Mimeni. And then we go to the story of Yosef in Mitzrayim as a slave, where he had the Nisoyon with Eshes Potiphar, and she caused him great harm, and he was removed from his position and thrown into a dungeon. And then the parasha ends with the disappointment where the Sar HaMashkim forgot about Yosef. Basically, every single step of the parasha, it goes from bad to worse, and from worse to even worse. And when the parasha concludes, it's very dark. It's one disappointment after another. There's almost no ray of light in the entire parasha of Vayeshev. Every step of the parasha is another disappointment. And we leave the parasha in a very depressed state. Parashas Miketz is when the rays of Geula begin to shine. In the beginning of Parashat Miketz, Vayihi Miketz Shenasayim Yamim Ufaro Cholim V'hinei Obin Aliyar, and from one thing to the next, things pick up. The rays of Geula, the story comes together, and there's a change. We see, we're able to see the Yad Hashem coming to light. Chanukah is smack in the middle. It's smack in the middle of the darkness, the depression, the disappointment of Parshas Vayeshev, and the Geula, the rays of Geula that begin to shine in the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Right in between these two moments, these two events, is the light of Chanukah. As if Hashem is telling us, hold on, just hold on a little bit longer. I know it's a cliche, a famous song of Mordechai ben David, but the words are very powerful and true. Hold on. After you find yourself in the darkness, the choshech of Yavon, Chazal, Darshan, choshech al pnei sohim of Yavon, you find yourself in this darkness. Hold on. Vayihi miketz shenasayim yamim is coming. Hashem gave us a gift of Chanukah to give us some light, some inspiration, to have us keep our emunah firm and strong until we witness the geula that will come very soon in our days. I want to expand upon this by taking note of a minhag that we have among Klal Yisrael, where we light the Chanukah menorah with olive oil, shemen zayis. Why is that so? The common reason is because, says in the Gemara says, Shemen Zayis produces a high quality light. Words of the Gemara are tzolil, it's clear. It's a clear light. That's the primary reason why we have a custom to use olive oil. Not everyone. It says in the Shulchan that types of fuel are kosher for Chanukah candles. All types of fuels are fine. But we tend to use Shemen Zayis because Shemen Zayis produces a clear light. However, there's another very common, this a later reason that's given by the Kolboy. The Kolboy was a Rishon. Zecher l'neis. We want to recall the miracle of the Chanukah menorah. And Chanukah menorah, the miracle happened through olive oil. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah with olive oil, so as a way to remember the miracle, we focus on Shemen Zayis. There's another reason given in the Medrash, a very fascinating reason, and that is because of the Yonah, the dove, at the time of the Mabul. At the time of the Mabul, the Yonah brought to Noach at the end of the Mabul the Ale Zayis, a leaf of a olive tree. And when the Yonah brought that leaf, Torah Tafia, Noach knew that the Mabul is over. The Mabul is over because it would not be possible for the Yonah to bring a leaf unless there was some vegetation. Things were growing. And the Medrash, see this in the Kliyakar. The Kliyakar cites this Medrash on the Parasha of Noach. The Kliyakar says that it says in the Pasuk that the Yonah came le'es erev in the evening. Why does it need to say in the evening? Because the olive, the leaf, the Shemen Zayis, the olive leaf, which represents the oil of the olive, which produced the illumination, is beneficial in the evening. And the Yonah brought into the Teva light. Or, let's expand upon that. Take note, in the beginning of creation, there was darkness. Breishis Baruch Hu Meis Hashemayim Ve'Eretz V'Haaretz Hoyso Sohu V'Vohu V'Choshech Al Penei Sohom. Darkness. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Chazal tell us the Or was a special light, a light of Hashem's divine presence, which the world was not worthy of and was eventually put away for the tzaddikim at a later point in time. I'd like to suggest that the time that Noach spent in the Teva was a time where the world returned to its state of tohu vavohu. The world was destroyed, the world was flooded, and once again the world was in a situation that resembled nothingness. The Haaretz, Hoyesa Sohu Vavohu, the Choshech Al Pnei. The world was destroyed. There was nothing. Desolation, nothingness, darkness on the face of the earth. And there were people and animals in the Teva. And then Vayehi Hayom Noach sends out the Yonah. And the Yonah comes back with an Ale Zayis Toras Tashir. And as the Medrash says, the Ale Zayis represents, it brought into the Teva the Or, the light that comes forth from the Shemen Zayis. It was a moment of Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. That was the Or that Hashem put away in Geniza for the Tzadikim lost the lover. It now returned. Noach, what did he do? He waited another 7 days. And then he sent out the Yonah at the end of 7 days, and the Yonah never came back. And then Noach knew the Mabul is over. But the story of the Yonah was an 8-day story. The Medrash says Noach sent out the Yonah on Shabbos, and the Yonah would not be Machal Shabbos by plucking anything off a tree until Motzoi Shabbos. That's why it came back in the Erev, Ayhibo Erev, it returned with the Ale Zayis Toraf Beshiha. And then Noach, Vayochel O Noach Shivas Yomim, another 7 days, for a total of 8 days. The story of the Yonah, who brought Or into the world, was an 8-day story. There were 8 days when Noach waited to prepare. Rashi says he waited. It's not clear what he waited for, but he waited another 7 days. The Yonah, well, the Yonah didn't want to leave. The Yonah came back. The Yonah could not find a place to rest. It had to come back. But the light of the world returned. 8 days for Noach to prepare. A total of 8 days, another 7 days plus the first day. And then Noach sent out that Yonah who brought its light. And the Yonah did not return, indicating that now the world has been restored. It's no longer only Vayihi Or. The whole world is ready to be a mokoim, to nurture, develop the Or, and spread Hashem's light to the world. Chanukah is a reenactment of the story of Noach and the Teva. It's as we started. It's a time of darkness, living in Golus, and it's toyu v'vohu in this world. This choshech al pnei sohoim, as it was in the time of the Chashmonaim and the Yevanim. The Yevanim destroyed the world. They launched the Melchemes Hashem, and they came very close to destroying the world. And then during this time of darkness, Matisyo and his children, they fought the Melchemes Hashem. They were the Yoinim. Yoinasi b'chagvei hasela. They brought the Or into this world. Vayomer Elokim yihi Or. And during these 8 days, this first day when we light the Or, and then the next 7 days of Chanukah when we reflect upon the Or is here, we have to prepare for our departure from the Teva to participate in the world that Hashem has created and use the world in a way to be marbe, to increase the honor of Hashem. We're now, tonight is the second night of Chanukah. Tonight is the first night of Vayochel Oid Shivas Yomim Acherim. Yesterday was the Yonah arrived. Now we're Moisif Oholich Vayochel Oid. We're waiting, as Rashi says. He was mountain. And Zeus Hanukkah, we all know the last day of Hanukkah is a very significant day. That's the day when we send the Yonah out, when we prepare to reemerge from our Teva and face the world with a renewed vigor, renewed commitment to be servants of Hashem, and to take with us the Or HaGonos, this Or that has been revealed to us in Hanukkah, and use it to illuminate the world with Hashem's divine presence. Thank you very much for coming tonight to listen. May everyone have a successful week and a wonderful Hanukkah filled with bracha and nachas and success. And take the Hanukkah Or into your life and your family and all that is dear to you. Thank you very much and have a good night.